Evening, welcome to the Designated Report Wrestling Podcast. We are the Four Horsemen, and I'm always joined with my guy, Frank Edwin Khalib, and I'm your boy, Corey. How's everything going, guys?
What's up, what's up?
What's going on? What's going on?
How y'all doing?
Man, I'm feeling good.
Doing good? You feeling good, Corey?
I mean, Frank, you know, I was stalking your Instagram, and I wanted to see something. I didn't see the football pick at all.
I'm on the field grinding.
I was waiting for Sunday.
I'm on the field. You waiting every Sunday. You got my Sunday notifications on.
Yo, this man was waiting for Sunday. He's waiting to see you on the field. You got to get somebody to record you, Frank.
I got it.
I saw Frank recording some dude. I'm like, who's this dude, man?
That's my guy, E. That's my guy, E. He had a pick six today, baby. Shout out to E.
Yeah, but you was riding him a little bit, man. You was giving him the business.
He messed up last week, but it's all good. He made it up.
Oh, okay.
And then I saw Khalib. You know, were you doing like a walkthrough of Harlem?
I was in Harlem. I was just at a wedding.
Okay.
Function. I was gonna say you live in Harlem or you just said it like.
Oh no. I was in a wedding function. I was just walking around looking at how Harlem has changed.
Different now.
Jesus.
Crazy.
And Edwin, I mean,
How about the Eagles?
How about them Eagles?
We almost won that. We had that game. We just couldn't stop Poole, bro.
The worst team in the NFL. Hands down.
Stop it, bro. Stop it.
You're right next to the pack. Don't ever do that.
Whoa. We 4-0.
I'm Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay right here.
Oh my god, they suck too.
Yeah, they suck too.
Yeah, easy. Before we get into the wrestling week, Edwin, do you have some news for us?
Yes, I got some news. You know, not too crazy, but okay. I got some news. Happy 30 years of Chris Jericho.
Yes, sir.
Happy 30 years of Chris Jericho.
Happy 30.
Anything stand out to you guys from Chris Jericho's career?
I got something. I just remember, you know, well, there's a lot of stuff I remember about Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho, you know, he's had a great run, 30 years. You know, I've seen him from his ups to his downs. And my favorite moment of his is still the night that he debuted on Raw.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. With The Rock.
When The Rock was having his promo and The Rock is like, you know, doing his thing and he just gets cut off and that music comes on. And that music was amazing when it first came on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that music was dope.
That's the Break the Walls Down one?
Yeah.
And I still remember that moment. It's still like a Raw moment in my eyes, like one of the biggest Raw moments ever.
Yeah, I think probably one of the best debuts in wrestling.
Best debuts?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. I mean, the one thing that comes into my mind is him uniting the, WCW belt and the WWE belt.
Yeah, first one to do it.
He beat The Rock and Stone Cold in one night.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. That was good.
Yeah. And then we got happy birthday to Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie.
53rd birthday, rest in peace, Eddie. Another great career. Would have been cool to see him still around. I'm sure he would have been involved in the Dominic and Rey Mysterio angle somehow.
Oh my God.
It would have been great.
What are you going to say, Corey?
I hope not.
I know, right? He might have got into that somehow. They might have worked him in there somehow. But
one of the most underrated wrestlers, in my opinion, that dude gimmick was insane, and his wrestling skills was amazing.
He could do it all. He could do it all.
100.
Also, happy birthday, Taz. I know today's Taz's birthday. I saw that on Twitter.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Taz.
How old is he? How old is he?
Taz, I think it's 53. Okay. Is it? No, 50 something. I don't know.
Taz,
don't quote me on that. Mercedes Martinez may be out of Retribution already.
Good.
I agree. This is something I agree with because she's too good for that. But apparently, Ali went on Twitter and like he mentioned something, you know, about like why not, and then he showed pictures of everyone at a point in their career where, like, he almost won the Money in the Bank match. Dijakovic getting his butt whipped by Keith Lee, Mia Yim getting jumped in the back, and I don't know, Shane Thorne, I really don't know what's his, he was always trash, he was nobody good. And then Dio Madden, they were showing the picture of him getting thrown in the air by Brock Lesnar. But I'm glad she's not in it, because she's a big favorite of mine in NXT. And I think she can be – she's just way better than that. What do you guys think on that?
I turned the corner. I love Retribution now.
What?
They won me over. They won me over. I don't know, man. I just – I mean, having Ali in it now, being the leader, I mean, I feel like they tied everything well. I am a believer now.
Like I told you – like I said in the group chat, man, Ali doesn't do nothing to scare me. A leader, a heel should scare me. I kiss him in the forehead. He's my son. He's nah.
But it's like nah. In a way though.
Hold on. I have a quick thing. So with that, let's just say MJF could be the same thing, though. Who's scared of MJF?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I mean, MJF pulls it off more than Ali for some reason.
But we didn't give. He needs a chance though.
Ali.
Yeah, give him a chance. Make him be. We'll see how he is as a heel.
I don't know.
When he first came in, I mean, it was 205 Live. Who's he going to beat up? But when he first came,
everybody's bigger than him.
He don't need to. He got all them big dudes. They'll take care of him.
Handle the light work.
I don't know. Don't like it at all.
You know,
we'll see how that goes.
I'm hearing that they need one more person for Survivor Series, so it's going to be somebody big, supposedly.
I think it's going to be Hurt Business versus. Retribution, but we'll get more into that one on when we go to Raw. WWE hiding injuries, Finn Balor and Kyle O'Reilly. Finn Balor had two fractures in his jaw,
Jesus,
and O'Reilly had a few teeth knocked out, and I think Bruce Ribs was it. But I don't know. What do you think they're gonna do with Finn? Like you can't wrestle with. You know, that's like a 6-8 week injury.
Finn Balor, let me pour out some vodka for him. Right in my cup. Listen, does this guy have like when he wins a championship, does the championship just instantly curse him? Like, for real, is this his whole thing? Like he wins it, he gets injured.
I gotta go back and watch that match. Like, was that match really that hard hitting?
It was.
No, but I did notice the part where he was bleeding out the mouth.
Yeah. I think O'Reilly hit him with a knee right to his jaw.
Right. You know, I don't know. It's just a shame, man. Finn Balor can never ride out a championship.
He can't. I think the only championship he really rode out was like the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah.
Where he belongs.
The World Heavyweight Championship, and it sucks. And what do you think was next with Kyle O'Reilly? Like,
I don't know.
I'm kind of lost of what they're doing with this Undisputed thing at the moment.
I think I called it from the get-go. I think Kyler, well, unfortunately, we have a bad injury that happened in NXT, but we'll get into that. But
oh, yeah, I'm about to say that next, actually.
But I think you have Kyle O'Reilly, and I think Kyle O'Reilly will be the babyface. And I think you have the other tag team. I forgot their name. Fish and
Strong.
Strong.
Yeah. They'll be like the heels.
Gotcha. I mean, yeah.
And Adam Cole will be the babyface as well.
So you're thinking that they're going to like, it'll be them four going at it?
Yeah, I think they'll go at it. I mean, I would love to see what would happen.
The implosion of Undisputed.
Thank the Lord. My favorite stable, one of my favorite stables.
God.
Then Ridge Holland suffers a gruesome injury on NXT, which I was surprised the injury. They showed the replay, and then they showed him taking him out on the stretcher.
All right.
And then with the injury, it, like, I don't know, just looking at it, you would think it was just like his ankle, but it was his ankle. He had ankle dislocation and fracture and a right patella dislocation and patella tendon rupture.
Oh my.
That's not a, that's not an easy injury to recover from. I know Corey knows too, from being that on the fit side, just athletic training side too. Like, that's not, that's not an easy recovery.
Let me get this real quick. Let me get this one fast, Corey. I'm gonna do this for Corey. Here's the thing about that whole incident, right? First of all, it went on way too long. Okay, I just want to shout that out from the beginning. The match was already over. The end match stuff went on way too long. Three times they had a chance to just stop this.
Okay. Yeah.
And at the last moment, we get an injury. And how do we get an injury? A flippy, flippy, divey, divey. Okay. Let's not act like that didn't happen. That's exactly what me and Corey and a lot of us be trying to talk about. Like,
yeah, but it's, you like, can't say, you can't always expect.
No, no. But the angle was over already. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you're right.
The angle,
you're right, because they did it. Only Larkin did jump over the ropes like three times. But the thing is, you can't expect every big man to, just because he's big, to catch somebody. Like, Only Larkin's not small.
Yeah.
He's not a 205 wrestler. Like, Only Larkin's a big dude. You can't expect another big dude to catch an agile big dude that's coming over the top rope. Like, that's not easy sometimes. Like, you can't just expect that.
And that's what we're trying to say. Like, if he just finished with a bruising match, right? I forgot who did he fight again? Danny Burch, right? So
yeah.
He's no pushover. So that's a physical match. And then you have Oney Lorcan doing like three dives. When this thing was already over, and you expect him to catch him. And I'm thinking, I'm pretty good with size. I'm thinking Oney Lorcan's a good, what, 200 and 210 maybe? Solid? And you expect him just to catch him and do what with him when he caught him? What do you want to do? Like, the angle is over. It's done.
It was over three months. It was over 2 minutes ago.
It's wild.
It kept going on with it.
So now, and now the thing is, too, it's like you were building that feud up with him and Adam Cole. Now what?
Now it's dead. Like,
who do you? Now it's completely dead. You don't, you know, you got to start fresh because you had the, we'll get into that in, when we talk NXT, how they had the, you know, Adam Cole with the footage calling out Ridge, but we'll get into that.
Sure.
And lastly, I don't know if you guys watched after SmackDown. I stayed tuned and watched a little bit for Talking Smack, because I know they do some drafting then too. Umberto Carrillo, Drew Gulak, and Tucker have been drafted to Raw. So that means no more Otis and Tucker. They're now singles competitors. Poor Tucker. He's going to get buried in the 24/7 title.
Yeah.
And Murphy and Kalisto have been drafted to Raw.
Oh.
Of course.
No. You said Murphy and Kalisto?
Yeah, they're on SmackDown.
SmackDown. Yeah.
Yes. SmackDown. Which Murphy ends up following, of course, Rey Mysterio and Rollins.
SmackDown's looking really good.
We're gonna get the same story though on SmackDown.
You're right.
Yeah, it's gonna be the
same old story.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of same old story, let's go to Raw here. We kick off Randy Orton promo, recapping him with the chair shots, beating up the Hall of Famers, and he finally challenges Drew McIntyre to a Hell in a Cell match, which Drew found him in a room and beat the hell out of him. So what do you guys think about this start?
We knew it was coming. I mean, we pretty much said it's going to be a 3-month rivalry. Do we want to see more? No. And we do know. I think Randy Orton's going to win at Hell in a Cell. There's no way he loses. It's just old now, man. It's just boring. Nobody wants to see.
Are y'all tired of Randy? Are y'all tired?
He lost twice. He lost twice. Yeah, I'm tired of Randy.
Yeah, They missed the opportunity when it was hot. But like, I just don't understand. Like, I understand there's no more rematch clause, right? Or whatever. Like, if you lose the belt, you can't get a rematch.
Yeah.
But Randy Orton's lost twice already, and he's still in this thing. But like, when you have likes of like Bobby Lashley or like, who else did he fight prior?
Ziggler.
Like, well, Ziggler he fought what twice? Ziggler he fought twice, but it was nothing. But like Bobby Lashley though, like you just get that man one title shot, and then that was it. We never even seen it again after.
That's a
like, and then you get 3 months of him and Randy Orton, like, oh,
get tired.
Well, you're right. There's nothing, you know. There's not a lot of juice to this match. But I gotta play on fantasy booking 1-on-1 right now. for the match at Hell in a Cell, I think what would be interesting is if Randy gets some help from Jinder Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Set up a Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre little fiasco. See,
I mean, I like. I'm a big.
I think that would be
Mahal, so I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
What was I think injury? They bring back.
Really? He tore his ACL.
It's been a while. I think he might have recovered.
I saw him working out.
You guys are a Jinder Mahal fan, Frank?
Frank, you are not no damn Jinder Mahal fan.
That's right, Jinder.
Yeah, this guy was never a Jinder Mahal fan.
You were booing him at when we went to SummerSlam when he fought Shinsuke on the board.
Y'all was going for Shinsuke. I know Edwin was going for Shinsuke.
Oh, we all were.
I'm with you, Khalid.
That's thank you. That's just my fantasy booking for that Hell in a Cell match.
I mean,
Jinder was the worst champion of WWE.
Here we go. Didn't I talk about this era? I talked about this last week, Edwin. You're not about to just keep
that man had the worst title reign ever, bro. Oh.
I like when he won it though. It was surprising when he beat Randy.
It was surprising, but that's the thing WWE needs to do. They lost their touch of like making things like a surprise. Like one, you got all the social media nowadays where everyone's always tweeting stuff prior, and then like just keep it a surprise. Like
keep it a surprise.
I mean, it's obvious, like, you know, Randy Orton's lost twice. Is he going to lose the third time? We highly doubt it. There's like 90% chance he's going to win.
You'd be surprised. You'd like, be surprised.
I want some surprises. Me. You think so? You're right. You're right. But, I mean, like, right now, if you look at it, you think Randy Orton might win. But I don't know. Like you said, I guess you
know. I know who he's fighting next for that title.
Oh, Randy or Drew? Who you guys got winning? Who y'all got winning?
I think Drew's gonna win. I think his next opponent is gonna be AJ Styles. Winning too.
Oh yeah, I can see AJ Styles. Okay,
I got Randy winning.
I would like Randy to win, but I feel like we're gonna get something's gonna get messed up, or just Vince is gonna give us Drew.
When they drop the boat,
We could do Drew versus AJ. I would put the title on AJ.
I mean, after Jey Uso beat him clean, I don't know, man. It's probably over.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. It's probably done.
So let's head to I don't really want to talk about the match, but we got Asuka with Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke versus Zelina Vega, Natalia, and Lana. So essentially, we have two storylines in one right here. But this was a nothing match. But I want to talk about Asuka. What do you think is next for her? Who do you think is the next title contender?
Well, if the rumors are true, I mean, allegedly Ronda Rousey is going to come back at some point. Maybe they can set up something with her and Ronda.
That's something you would have cried.
Yeah, I agree.
Even though she's not crazy, but.
I mean, and then even after Ronda, though, like, I'm trying to think who the woman on Raw right now. There's not a. Charlotte needs to come back and go to Raw, because I don't know.
Well, we got one more day of the draft, so you know, maybe.
Who do you got on Raw? Maybe Naomi. Like, maybe you push Naomi.
They're not gonna push. Probably. They never push Naomi. Only once.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Unless they bring what's her, Lacey Evans over this Raw.
Yeah, she probably will go to Raw, but she's not beating Asuka, bro.
They messed the boat with her. She was good.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she was legit, and then they just killed her.
She's the female Baron Corbin.
I like that.
Yeah, she is.
She's literally the female Baron Corbin.
Are you saying that in a good way or in a bad way?
I mean that in a bad way.
The gatekeeper.
Oh,
Baron Corbin got like 20 title shots and lost every single one of them.
She got like the same amount.
She'll never win a damn title, man. Oh my god.
He's still the king.
Yeah, I don't know how far along.
King of.
The man even had money in the bank title and lost.
John Cena, right?
Like, how do you have the money in the bank title and lose?
Yeah, he's probably one
that's
of the
Khalid's
best
boy. Watch your mouth. That's Khalid's boy.
He's like those old wrestlers in those garbage heels.
Disrespectful. Just disrespectful on so many levels, man.
Oh my god. Well, speaking of disrespectful, we got Dominic Mysterio and Umberto versus Seth Rollins and Murphy. I actually like this match, and I like the finisher of Murphy, like, kneeing the hell out of Umberto in the air.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
So what do you guys think about this?
I'm just tired.
It was pretty cool.
We're going to start getting some SmackDown.
It's done,
this is gonna suck.
Well, hopefully they build that feud up, like with Murphy and Rollins. I mean, that's how Rollins is gonna end up going away because
December.
Becky's due what in December, so by November Rollins will be.
But
out
how?
Of
how? Are, what, I
forgot
what
about Becky Lynch,
like,
man.
Maybe
fake an injury or
they'll just make him lose and he's just gonna ride away in the sunset for a little bit.
What do you guys think? We got
that makes sense. He'll probably be going into a Raw
no time soon, right?
Nah, man.
Nah, we ain't getting back in a minute.
Maybe WrestleMania.
Nah, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
Maybe
won't even be.
Maybe.
What, 4 months? That's it.
Yeah, but I mean, Rollins could hold the baby down while she's back there, but probably not. I don't think so.
I mean, technically, Becky is the bigger star, right. So, you know, Seth could.
Well, right now, I think she would have been watered down right now if she was still.
It was crazy because she was getting kind of boring as well.
Yeah, she was.
It was getting a little.
So, but now that she's been gone, like if she came back with a crowd, they would go.
And technically,
nuts.
She never lost.
Think
the belt, so?
Yeah, no, she never lost the belt. Yeah, they would go crazy. They would go nuts. She would come back as a heel, or she would come back like Austin, and she'd probably whoop Asuka's behind and get her belt.
Yeah, she reminds me of like a fake Stone Cold / Conor McGregor. Just stole those two.
Yeah, that's kind of what they kind of went with.
Yeah,
everybody wants to be Stone Cold.
Especially John Dean, Ambrose Moxley.
Oh, I'm gonna get to him. Oh my god! So now let's head to the Kevin Owens show with Bray Wyatt. What the hell are they doing with Kevin Owens, man? What are they doing with this man? He was so good.
You know what? I got to agree with Edward on this, man. I wish they would send him to NXT, man.
Send him back to NXT, bro.
Because
I
want to
see him in
the
ring.
Home.
I want to see him in action.
Yeah. Like, I'm not... I don't know.
He's not the same as a face. He's not a face. Like, Kevin Owens is just a natural heel. He's more aggressive. Like, I don't know. It's like... And poor Aleister Black, like... I was a big Aleister Black fan too, and like, my gosh, they're just killing these guys.
Aleister Black.
I think Kevin Owens' best run was when he was with the Authority with
Triple H
and Steph.
No, his best run is when he like first came in to the main roster, like when he fought Cena for a little, and then he won the Universal title. After Finn got hurt, like that was his peak, and then after that, bro, it was just Well, didn't he get hurt?
Yeah,
he got hurt. No? He
did get hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what his problem is, and I don't want to be like that body guy, but I think he's an amazing athlete for his size. I think he has charisma, but I'm not feeling his ring gear is like turns me off, and he needs to get in shape.
Well, I mean, his ring gear, like, what are they going to do? They're going to put him, if not, they're going to make him wear something like Bray Wyatt, hey, Corey, jeans and Corey, a yeah. tank top or Keith Lee.
Corey, don't feel bad about saying body image and stuff like that. You're right. You're 100% right. He's out of shape. He's always out of shape. He's never in shape, okay? Never. I saw a picture of this guy when he was 14. Never in shape.
Never.
Okay? So when you're never in shape, you know what happens? You end up like Samoa Joe. You're always injured.
Oh, my God. That's a
and this is the problem.
Yeah.
You got to get in shape. You know, Corey, you don't have to apologize for being that guy. You're right.
You know, Philippe, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Oh, my God. Well, moving on from that, we have a match that I thought could have been really damn good, but they screwed it up. So we had a quote-unquote exhibition match since Braun Strowman is 10 leagues out on Raw going against Keith Lee. If they didn't ruin Braun Strowman, and I think they kind of ruined Keith Lee a little bit, I thought this match could have been really good, but...
I think Keith Lee.
What do you guys think?
Already.
He's done. Like it's. What is Braun Strowman? Is they changed his attire too? Like they don't want to. Like he was never like. I don't think he was like fat, but he was like in shape, but big. But like, geez, like what the hell is he wearing?
He was in the Underground, right? Yep. He was in Raw Underground.
I think that's done though.
Yeah, they're. I don't know what they're doing.
That's what that was. I was hearing that it was gonna be done.
What Raw Underground?
It feels like it's done.
I was kind of feeling Raw Underground for a little bit too. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know what's going on. That's what happens with WWE.
It was something new.
WWE, they get me. Oh, that's how they get you. I'm like, this stuff is so corny, but I'm like, it's good now.
Oh my God!
It's speaking crazy. Of corny. So I had to write this down because I don't know how to explain this. So earlier, Seth Rollins asked Murphy for an apology by 10 p.m. So Murphy ended up beating the hell out of Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins then hits him in the eye, starts beating him up. Then when he's about to finish him. Rey Mysterio's daughter comes out and saves the day. I don't know what to say.
And you know, I heard that Vince McMahon is like really high on her, Aaliyah. Like he wants her to be like a star or something. That's what I'm in here.
She's gonna end up being Bertie Murphy's man.
Yeah, she's gonna be here for a while. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Buddy Murphy's manager.
Yeah. Apparently, it's gonna happen that way. She's gonna leave Rey Mysterio and them and be with Buddy.
That's gonna be the whole new storyline, and you know you can already see that matriculating right now. And I guess it's gonna lead into a rivalry and a feud that might end up in Survivor Series somehow.
Mysterio feud.
You know.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Damn shame, man. I am legit just I don't know how long this whole thing has been going on for, but I feel like it's been like at least
easy.
4 months.
Easy. WrestleMania.
Oh yeah, it's been a while.
Since WrestleMania.
I don't know why we can't get a good week of wrestling, man. It's so sad. It's sad.
We did have AEW.
That dog collar match I actually enjoyed.
We'll get to that soon. Oh my God. Great match. So let me go to the meat and potatoes right now. So we're going to do a tie-in right now. So before, we had Shelton Benjamin and Bobby Lashley versus Ricochet and Apollo. Obviously, this match, this combination has been going on for months. I think Apollo, I saw some stat that Apollo, like, wrestled the Hurt Business for, like, like 5 consecutive months, just them alone. So obviously Shelton Benjamin, Bobby Lashley won this. So then we had later Ali saying he wants to fight MVP, telling MVP to bring the rest of the Hurt Business to find out that Ali set the Hurt Business up and he's the leader of Retribution. What do you guys think?
I like it. You know what? I actually like this more than I thought I was going to like it, because I like how I like how everything was set up. Like it felt like a cinematic setup, the way they having a match and the lights just start flickering, and then out of nowhere, you know, TT Bar, whatever the hell their names are, they start coming around, and you know, Ali comes out of the ring, and it looks like Ali at first is gonna, you know, join with the Hurt Business, but that, you know, we then come to find out when he comes out of the ring, he's like telling them, get him, you know, and
I was
it felt like
I was actually waiting for him to get a boot.
Yeah, too.
When he went out the ring, I was like, oh, they're gonna give him a damn boot, just throw him.
Right.
But yeah, you.
It felt. I liked it because I didn't see it coming. It really just came out of nowhere, which I like.
This is gonna happen. This is the first surprise we ever got.
Right. I mean, I had no earthly clue that Ali was going to be a part of this thing at all.
Yeah, no.
Not even a clue.
Well, but see, and that's good, because it's like I said, with like social media these days, everything gets leaked so easily now. Like, this was like a kept secret and didn't get leaked. So it was good. Like, I was shocked. I was like, oh, shoot.
And Corey was almost correct a couple of weeks ago when you had suggested, Corey, that they should put like Daniel Bryan as the leader.
Thank you.
But they didn't exactly put Daniel Bryan, but they put somebody that you know as the leader. Yeah. I mean, not as famous as Daniel Bryan, of course, but, you know, still.
I like it. And I think they can add one more piece.
Well, they have to. They need another piece for Survivor Series.
One more piece, like.
Well, do they have, what was it, 4? Who they have?
They have Dio, they have Dr. Kovic, they have Shane, Ali, and Mia Yim. They have 5.
It'll be four.
Yeah.
Okay. So they need potentially one more dude if they do a.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see like a John Cena.
Go next.
It has to be a person that has like it'll probably be like Ricochet.
Oh, poor Ricochet, man.
But we all don't even want
to. It has to be somebody that's like
Ricochet is riding out his contract right now. They're not giving him any spotlight. They're just gonna keep. He's gonna be on Superstars now. Is it Superstars? Main event.
He's our main event. He put Ali in the main event.
He's gonna be a Sunday night.
He's gonna be on Sunday night. The rest of the time. Right.
Velocity.
Oh, I remember Velocity. So speaking of Velocity, this is a Velocity main event here. We had Drew McIntyre and the Street Profits versus Randy Orton, Dolph Ziggler, and Robert Roode, who I am very high on. Robert Roode, by the way, and the heels picking up the win. What do you guys think?
Roode needs a singles push.
Why is he with Ziggler?
The man, I don't know. The man was great. He had a great NXT gimmick going on. Like he had it going on. Like he was like a bougie, high class. Like, I got money, this and that, but I'm still the man and can fight. Like, he had that going on. Now they bring him over here. Like, they just killed him, but. I'm high on Roode too. It's just they're not using him correctly.
You know what group he could be in? That I can see it. He could be the only white dude on the Hurt Business.
It fits him.
It fits him.
You know what that would remind me of if they did that?
Owen
you know,
Hart?
You know, it just came Owen to Hart? My head. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that her business wants a white person in the. I could be wrong, but don't you know?
But that'd be great. Owen Hart was great with the Nation.
He was. I loved it. What was he called? Like the Black Heart.
Oh, yeah.
God. Oh.
Yeah.
That guy is the greatest. So that was Raw. So let's head to NXT. We're gonna go over the
Raw.
The main spots of NXT. So let's go to Shida versus Mr. Ugly, Tommaso Ciampa. I love this match. This could have been a takeover match. I don't know why they set it up, but whatever. Why is Velveteen Dream interfering?
I don't know.
And I guess he's still going to fight Kushida.
Why is Velveteen Dream? Why is he interfering with Cowboy
Boots? That's his new fit.
Okay,
that's his new fit. Like that's his new outfit. Yeah, that's a bob.
You know, listen, the match was. I thought the match was really good. It would have been the match of the week for me, but there was another match that happened earlier. Well, later that day. And another network that became the match of the week for me. But this was close. This was close. This was a good match. This was a way. This is how I like when NXT does things like this, where they keep me interested. All right, in the beginning, because I'd be needing this to go with their other stuff that I don't particularly like. I like when they start off with a match where I understand what's going on. Kushida, I'm starting to like him a little bit more. I didn't like him in the beginning when I first used to watch him, but he's kind of I'm kind of connected with him now. I kind of like him. I always liked Tommaso. Tommaso, you know, he looks like
ugly.
A serial killer. You know, yeah, just weird
looking. He looked like a dwarf.
So, and he has that mask, which I always think just looks cool. And I like the match a lot.
Yeah,
I didn't like when Velveteen Dream interfered.
So now
not like Prince.
Yeah,
like
Prince screaming. Now do you get Tommaso Ciampa versus Velveteen?
Nah, because I don't think Tommaso was even mad.
Nah, I don't want to see Tommaso in that.
Like if he felt some way, maybe.
I don't want to see Tommaso get anywhere near that garbage. And like I said, I just feel like, not saying they're garbage, but the whole storyline is garbage. And I don't know, Velveteen Dream, man, ever since that scandal, he does not seem the same.
They're burying him.
At all. And speaking of scandals, we have our Edwards boy, Austin Theory versus, I don't know, what does Leon Ruff?
That man
this
was dude, putting Theory
this
in.
Dude was
oh,
like,
giving him a match, though.
Bro.
He actually signed with so you know how WWE usually signs like their guys at the performance center, like their new people. He was actually one of the people I read later on that he was one of the people they signed. He's gonna be in 205.
Oh god,
bro, this dude is not. This dude is like 105 pounds.
Yeah, he is.
Listen, man, he's paper thin. You know, this is the problem I have with NXT sometimes. this is the issue. Why is the match even competitive? What?
That's what I said. Why?
And then
it
that crazy
bomb.
Like they're just like, nah, I'm over this.
The crazy. He was doing too much. Like he was jumping on the bottom and the top. Like, don't get me wrong. I like that stuff because it's cool. But when he just did it too. Every move he did was like he was on the rope, jumping up and down.
This guy,
I'm like, all right, he's gonna end up falling.
He's skinny. He can flip and everything, but he's skinny. he looks like one of the Migos. It just was silly. It was silly.
Yo.
This is what gets me pissed off about NXT. Honestly, I'm fired up right now. These are the things that just piss me off about it. Like, why is this match competitive? Austin Theory's got muscles.
Bro.
He got muscles coming out of his veins and all this, and he's having trouble with this guy that's 100 pounds.
But then what happens? He beats him, and then he fights.
Then he goes on to fight Dexter Lumis.
Dexter Lumis, which was a good match. Like, I don't know. I don't know if they're kind of like they're burying Theory first and then like they're gonna build him up, but like he puts on good stuff. It's not like he doesn't put on good stuff.
They're giving him that
treatment, butt whooped, yes. I mean,
I feel like the two people that had the scandals, which was Velveteen Dream and Austin Theory, are definitely getting punished. But I have turned the corner on Austin Theory. I like him now.
Well, you probably like him because he's on NXT.
He will be the future. He will be the future of NXT.
That dude has a look. He can talk. I mean, but
yeah.
I mean, I think you're right. I think he could be the future, man.
He has a lot of potential. Not fighting Leon Ruff. I was like, y'all saw me. I even text the group where I was like, yo, I'm like, why is this match this long? Why is this guy showing out doing all this stuff? Like, they're making him look good. And Theory's like, all right.
Like, oh my God.
Yo, that botch at the end, I was like, all right, I'm
crazy. It's like very indirific.
And you saw it in his face, like, God damn it. Austin, I don't know, I'm done.
And then you had Grimes at the end attacking Dexter Lumis. So I guess that is the next horrific feud. God. I can't stand Grimes.
Like he came running in the ring, and I was like, oh my God, he's not in shape. Like, why? What's with these wrestlers that are not in shape? Like,
man, because that's what it is now, man. That's what it is right now, man. People, I don't get it. Like they make this money and they just go. Yeah. Screw it. I'm going to eat all the cake. I'm going to eat all the cheese.
Like, there's not a look. Because when you think about it, like, back in the golden era, those guys were in shape.
Yes.
Tip-top shape. They were tip-top shape. Attitude era, you know, you had some slouches, but they were in shape, too. Golden era, they were the aggression era, they were pretty in shape.
They were in shape.
And then now, they're just all, like...
Count the golden era because that was like steroid out.
Steroids and steroids, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
I am not touching that. A little testosterone will go over everybody. But, you know, then the attitude, was it the attitude era? Yeah, the attitude era, still a little steroid out. But I think now, I don't know who just said this, but I feel like they're just taking the money and they don't care about like their appearance. I don't think they care about their appearance, man. I think it's more like I just want to work on my flips.
Bro, I watched, all right, I'm sorry to go off on a tangent real quick, but I've watched AEW. I remember when they had their first battle royal, right? Or whatever, All Out or All In or whatever that was called. All these wrestlers at AEW in the ring. Billy Gunn comes into the ring at the age of 52, looked so much bigger than everybody else in that ring. Everybody looked like his child. Okay? They looked like his kid.
Yeah, you're right.
And when he was in WWE back in the days, he looked average. That's what I'm trying to say. That's how small these guys have gotten now. That the average guy from 2000... looks like a gigantic beast.
I'm not
compared to these guys.
Edwin, did we go? Yeah, we went to Raw one time, right? When we sat up front, and we saw the Shield, and then we saw what's his name?
Sheamus. We saw Christian.
What's the dude? Cesaro.
I mean, Cesaro's big.
Let me tell you something,
Cesaro.
Man.
Yeah,
all these dudes are like got to be at least 6'5", 6'6". So when I saw Billy, I'm like, man, this dude is 6'6". And Khalib's right. Like, he looks average size compared to a lot of these dudes. So, yeah, but height, you can't really help height, though. But, he did look way more shaped than all these dudes, which is not good.
He's and how old is he?
He's 52.
52.
Jeez.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy.
He's in phenomenal shape. I want to know what he's on, but anyway,
no. I saw him at the airport once when I pit stopped in Boston. He is tall. He is huge. I was like, holy crap!
What was the point of that story? Where were you going with that?
No, just to say that I saw him in person. Your story, whatever.
I get it, but I just told the story that we saw all these dudes, and then you want to. I understand that, Edwin, but you didn't have to.
I'm saying I saw Billy Gunn in person.
You saw him at the airport, whatever.
I saw Billy Gunn in person.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I'm letting you know.
And you know what? The next story, the next match that you're about to talk about, Corey, is another example of an overshaped, out of shape dude who just got a contract with NXT, and I'm like, why? So continue with your.
I would like to hear that. I was actually going to go to Ridge Holland versus Danny Burch. Who were you mentioning?
Oh, I thought you were going to go to the Drake Maverick and Killian Dane.
Yeah,
I'm not touching that. They need to. When they up there, when they up it a little bit, they get to get in the podcast.
And you got to touch it because they're going to win the title.
I will vomit.
Oh yeah.
Well, we're going to go to Rich. We're going to go to Rich Holland and Danny Burch, and we touched on this a little bit. I thought the match was decent, but at the end, all these flippity flops got a man injured. What do you guys think about the whole situation?
With the Snap City,
man. He's out for like 5 months.
Okay. I was about to say, isn't that probably longer?
And 5 months. He's out for longer than that, bro.
What was his ankle, no?
Oh, this ankle, patella tendon tear.
And you know what this does, right? So the writers who had something written up for him to do for a couple of months, now they got to go back to the war room and try to write something new because they had something for him with the whole Adam Cole thing. But what they got, they don't have nothing now. Now they have to scrap that for 4 or 5 months or whatever. And he was really injured. Okay. You heard them screams.
Oh my God. What I would do now,
my guy.
This is Frank's guy. I would move Lars Sullivan back down.
When the hell have you ever been a Lars Sullivan guy, Frank?
Thank you, Corey.
Lars is ugly. He's big. Corey, he's a bully. He should be put him in.
That's true.
Dasher too.
He's a bully.
He is literally a bully.
He'll push Corey like nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know, Corey. I think he'll give you a bunch
of
your
money. I don't know. Definitely end up snuffing him. He's not.
We skip it. He's on the. Remember when we at WrestleMania and we went going.
Oh, hold on. Edwin. Hold on. Tell that story.
What story?
Tell that story for the fans. Now, Frank, you don't remember?
You talking about the one with WrestleMania? There was a line.
That man was about to get. Yo, Corey was about to
at the end of WrestleMania like that. To get on these buses, Khalid, it probably would have took 3 days because this line was so long.
We finessed a lot that night.
F this, we're skipping somebody. So we had our wrestling chairs and we're like walking. Somebody wasn't paying attention and we just got right in. And people started looking at us like, get the hell out of here. And I think this one dude said something, and Corey just gave him the look like, yo, not today, not this time. It's too late. We trying to go home.
He was mad. He was really mad that we cut
that. That's what happens when you...
Corey was like, not today.
Yeah, we skipped right to the front.
We went right to the front. Khalid. People were probably like, yo, what the hell are they doing? Like, and we got right on that bus.
Was this WrestleMania 32?
No, 35.
Yeah.
Last year,
it was 32 at
MetLife.
Oh, is that? Oh, all right. I know which one this was.
Yeah. MetLife.
Right.
So Lars is not touching me.
He's a bully though, man. He needs to be on retribution.
No, he's not doing it.
Not a star. I'm not saying be a star.
I agree with that. He'll be a good look.
You know, be a bully on retribution.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Speaking of stars, this is what AEW can't do. We had the main event all women. We had Ember Moon, the returning Ember Moon, Rhea Ripley versus Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez. I love this match. I loved it. I thought it was great. I love Ember Moon. I totally forgot about her move, that the eclipse. Oh my god!
That scares me, bro. That move scares me.
Yeah, that move is crazy. I like that move.
It's good, but it scares me. I'm like, oh lord, because she has to flip and
like she has to catch you. You know what's crazy? I never see her botch it.
Yeah, she's never botched.
So that's impressive.
It looks good. I was like, golly, that move scares me.
Yeah, we haven't went to Snap City yet with her.
Yeah, no.
Hope not. But I like the match, though. I like the match a lot. I like Rhea Ripley, Amber Moon. I appreciate Amber Moon's wrestling ability. I don't know too much about her promo skills. She did a promo in the beginning.
She's a great wrestler. Great wrestler.
Yeah. But she's really good wrestler. She really is.
Like when she fought Asuka, that match.
Oh, was that insane. The one where she got tapped out, or right? Like she got choked out.
Yeah, when she got tapped up. Yeah, that match was really good, and everybody thought she was going to win the title, but she didn't.
That was the worst thing that could have ever happened to her going to the main roster, chasing for that chasing for the
24/7.
What is that belt called? 24/7 belt. But I'll say this:
tearing her Achilles,
horrible. But I'll say this: I mean, the women got it on lock right now because everybody could be a main event player right now. Like Ember Moon could be main event. Rhea Ripley should actually have the title right now, but whatever. Dakota Kai is great. I like.
Wait till Tony Storm comes.
Oh, Tony Storm.
I sort of like Shotzi Blackheart.
Oh my god,
that's just me.
She does actually,
but I don't like she's that whole
the tank.
What is that? A tank.
Yeah,
that'll be her WrestleMania tank sooner or later.
A baby tank,
a big tank.
A big tank, though,
that would be dope.
Yeah,
but she's actually good. And that would be dope. And you see the difference? And I'll move on to NXT because I have a lot to say about NXT. That's the difference between the. I don't know if you guys agree with this. That's the difference between the men and women. I feel like the women, all each and every single woman, has a distinct character. The men, a lot of them, I can't tell them apart.
Yeah.
That's the truth. What makes AEW not great, because they said they're going to bring women's wrestling in, and they have not.
Oh my God.
They're not put. Oh, I wish I knew Tony Khan. I wish I knew that dude.
They're not really. I don't think they're really focused on.
They said they were
the women's division. I mean, yeah, they said, but I don't think that's like their main focus. It doesn't seem like
going back on their word, and God knows what they focus on, because well, they focus on Orange Cassidy right now, I guess.
I told you he's gonna get that title belt, but I mean, for what? He's gonna fight Cody. Just got that belt. He's not losing that belt.
Let's go into it right now. So we have AEW 30 years of Jericho. Before we go into AEW, I had to, because I know Edwin loves Jericho. I had to list. I had to go
sucked,
into.
But go ahead.
I think I had to list the amount of people that are better than him. He's in my top 12. So he's not. He didn't make my top 10. Huh?
Oh,
you put him in your top 10 though. There's no way
he's my top 10.
I have the list right now.
So yeah, who you have above him? Who you have Goldust above him? No, I'm joking.
Goldust was a great character. I have Hogan, Flair, Rock, Austin,
of course,
Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart,
of course,
Macho Man,
yes,
Undertaker,
yes,
John Cena,
yes, yes.
And this is where it gets tricky. But I have Ricky the Dragon over him.
Stop it. Like, get
him, bro, over him.
That list was good.
Stop.
I have Brock Lesnar over him.
Yo, exactly.
You got blocked. And that's it. All right. And that's it.
I think we all would.
Stop. Yo, Corey, I was with you for a moment there, man. For a moment.
Yeah, well, he had a good list. You said Ricky to like stop, bro. Like, you don't even compare the two.
That's my stop list. It. And I think that's a good. I think that's actually. I think that's actually a great list, bro.
Oh my god!
But I did say this is where it gets tricky. Correct? I did say that. This is where it gets tricky.
And you still put that man in front of him. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yo, Corey, you're entertaining, man. You're more entertaining than this Laker game right now, man.
I think he just did that just to get me worked up real quick. Like he doesn't.
No, Jericho's great, man. Jericho's great. He reinventing himself. Yeah. I love Jericho, but that's my list. Now let's go into the actual AEW. So we had this counterfeit belt FCW championship match between Will Hobbs and Brian Cage.
Mm. Your boy is done. He's washed. Stick a fork in him, Brian Cage. Well done. Yes, he's done.
I agree. This match was very green, man. Very green. It was
definitely not.
And ditch that belt.
Yeah, you gotta ditch that belt. And this was not a great match.
I can appreciate Will Hobbs and everything. He's okay. He's fine. Brian Cage, I think he's a star, but whatever. Not a lot of people believe he's a star. I don't know. I look at a grown man, so I'm like,
he's right back 2.0. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. He's right back 2.0. Get him out of here.
Who didn't like Ryback? I did.
I didn't like him.
Yeah,
I hated him.
Entrance.
I loved Ryback.
I thought he was more, but other than that,
I couldn't stand him. He could not wrestle, bro.
That's a dream match.
Yeah. For me, I don't know why Khabib. I don't know why you like those 5 seconds.
Goldberg would have watched another 3 seconds too.
Hey, man,
it was crazy. They'll never be. I think Goldberg had like that. I don't know. His run was special, man. Like I love when he used to beat those jobbers in like 10 seconds.
It was like great.
Those spears,
it was
man.
Great.
Yeah.
And Goldberg was a big dude too. Even though he like concussed Bret Hart and messed his career up.
We'll be getting him back in the ring against Roman
soon. Yeah, let's see. Look at that.
I think he has 2 more matches.
Oh my god, I won't watch that crap. So then, and speaking of crap, the AEW Tag Team Championship match, we had Hybrid 2 versus FTR, my favorite group.
I don't know
what's going on here. I feel like they're forcing FTR to do this flippity flop stuff, man.
Yep.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I forgot how much I hate Jack Evans. I forgot until I watched this match. I was like, oh yeah, this is why I hated this guy.
I hate Jack Evans, but I was always an Angelico fan in Lucha Underground.
I agree with you on that. I was just about to say.
Bunny dudes? And Lucha bunny Underground. Dudes? No, he kind of had the same gimmick.
Yes, yeah, you're right. Okay, yes, too, you're right. You're right.
But like, you know me, I like the flips and stuff. But the stuff he was doing in Lucha Underground was absolutely insane.
Right,
like flying across the top of this stage thing, like flipping into it was just insane. And he was actually good. He was very good. But like now with this tag team thing, I don't like it. And they are forcing FTR like. They're just throwing random tag team guys at them now, and it's like there's no stories, no competition for them, no nothing. But the only person you're gonna get it'll be the Young Bucks.
No.
Yes. Yeah,
not yet.
Did they face each other yet? No.
Like that? Oh, I thought they did.
No, FTR and the Young Bucks. Wow. No, and they both heels now.
So, but like, what are they waiting for? Like, that's something you should.
Now I don't even want to see it.
Yeah, of course. See, now you don't want to see it. But when it was like, when they were getting in each other's faces, even when it's fresh, like, make it happen. Like,
oh my God. Tony,
don't put him on teams.
He's ruining my AEW right now. But luckily, we had the second best wrestler living right now. We had the dog collar match with my guy Cody Rhodes versus Brody Lee for the TNT Championship. The best match of the year.
Of the week, yes.
If it wasn't for Jericho's 30th, I was going to say the week, but...
This guy said the year.
The week, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this was the best match of that card. It was the best match of the week.
My first dog collar match, and I was skeptical of the whole collar match.
Like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, this was good. I especially liked the part because I'm a sadistic person. I especially liked the part where Cody Rhodes drop kicked one of those dudes in the chair.
Yeah.
I forget his name, whatever his name is, but Cody Rhodes actually drop kicked him, and he was busted open. That was great.
Jack Silver,
The logistics of the match. I thought was going to be kind of weird, but they pulled it off because, you know,
they
both are chained to the neck. It almost looks like a hanging about to happen. But luckily, that didn't really happen like that. They pulled it off. There was some blood going on in the match, which I always like. Because if you have chains and nobody's bleeding, what the hell you got chains
for? Well, you got chains for? My only thing with that is, like, make the blood look realistic because what they did was – like Cody was like gushing blood, but then at the end of the match he had no blood.
Right.
It was absolutely gone. And I'm like, where's the blood? That was my only issue with the match. But it was good. That was a long chain. It that must be hard to, like, you know, just transition different moves with, because like you saw when Brody Lee did the super kick and slipped, he had to get back up and super kick right again. I'm like, oh man, this must be like really hard in this.
Not for Cody.
Little chain thing. But yeah, no, the match was good. Match
is great. You have the second best wrestler right now.
I still don't believe you just said that was match of the year.
Match of the year. 100%. What's a better match than that?
Get out of here.
I enjoyed the Randy.
Better match than that this year. Something with Adam Cole. Anything with Adam. The Pat McAfee and Adam Cole.
Come on, bro. You're trying to be contrarian. Because you can't. This guy said this guy said anything with Adam Cole. Give me a match.
Yep. I just did.
Pat McAfee.
That match was not.
Pat McAfee match of the year. And Adam Cole is a better match than Cody versus Brody Lee.
Yes, it was.
Moving on. So we had Chris Jericho and Jake Hager versus Dr. Luther. I think Edwin loves Dr. Luther. And
no, I do not.
And Serpentico. No. I think those. This, you told me you like Dr. Luther. This was the worst match I probably seen in a long, long time.
This should have never happened. I don't know why Jericho wanted to fight this guy.
Oh, I think because they're
they had history in the past, but like still, it should never happen. It was so slow, it was bad. This guy was trying to jump up the top ropes and almost like, why?
This match is just horrible, terrible. Little bit off topic, real quick. Shout out to the Lakers for winning their 18th championship.
Oh, they won, huh?
Yeah. The match, who you know, this guy, Uncle Festa looking guy.
Yeah, he does look like him.
What was this? This was just more nonsense that AEW likes to do when they like to get pretentious. You know, I didn't need to see this match. They could have had another match with him and Isaiah Cassidy for all I care. You know, like What was going on, Corey? Corey, this is your people. What was going on?
You had the long story of Chris Jericho, I think, fighting Dr. Luther a long time ago in New Japan. I think he broke him in. I did not watch that, but I heard that Dr. Luther back in the day was really good. So I guess Chris Jericho now has returned the favor for his 30 years now. And this is what happens when old people get in the ring, man. Like this is like Goldberg and Undertaker all over again. This is horrible. This shouldn't happen. And Jake Hager, I mean, just embarrassing himself, like letting Serpentico. I don't know what's going on. I don't understand them. And it then
never happened.
And then MJF coming out at the end. Do you think that he's going to join in a circle, or they're going to kick Jericho out in a circle?
Yeah, I think something like that.
Because I think Jericho right now is, I don't think he's heel anymore.
I just don't see MJF as an inner circle person.
He's gonna make it like, I mean, he's gonna be bossing those dudes around like he does with Wardlow.
He's not gonna boss Tito and Santana and Ortiz around. That's not happening. No, he's not. They're gonna leave. They're not.
Because they get bossed around by Jericho.
They're not the type of people to. Not really. Not like the way Brody Lee.
No, that's totally different. That's totally different.
Minions but MJF is, you know, he's going to talk to them the way he wants to talk to them. Like, that's not going to happen. I don't think that's happening.
We'll definitely see. And then SmackDown.
The draft.
Do you guys want to go over the match first?
Can we go over the draft?
Who went where? Say
this,
can we do that? Can we start off with that, Corey?
I have it. So...
Yes,
we're going to start off with that. So round one, we had Drew McIntyre going to Raw. Roman Reigns to SmackDown. So those are your two champions. Asuka going to Raw.
Stupid.
Seth Rollins going to SmackDown. The Hurt Business going to Raw. Round two, we had AJ to Raw. Sasha Banks to SmackDown. Naomi to Raw.
That's
Bianca Belair to SmackDown, which is going to be great.
Yeah.
And Nia Jax.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a good one. And then Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler going to Raw, but they can do whatever because they have the belt.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And in round three, we had Ricochet to Raw or Sunday Night Heat, wherever he's going to go. Jey Uso to SmackDown. Mandy Rose to Raw. Rey and Dominic Mysterio to SmackDown. The Miz and Morrison to Raw. And the last round, round four, we had This is to me interesting. Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods to Raw. Big E goes to SmackDown. So they're serious with the push. Dana Brooke to Raw. Otis to SmackDown. And Angel Garza to Raw.
What I just don't get is now tomorrow, Monday coming.
See,
who the hell is left to draft?
Name
people off your head right now. We don't even know who, like, unless like Booby was saying with NXT, but we didn't see nothing on Friday. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Like,
they got to make it one big
Street Profits going to SmackDown and like just flip flop, a bunch of flip flops, pretty much. My only thing with the draft, I think you should have kept Big Kofi and Xavier on SmackDown and moved Big E to Raw because.
Yeah, I agree.
You cannot see Big E beating Roman Reigns, especially right now. That is not happening. I don't care the push you want to give him; it's not happening. Unless it's going to be a storyline down the line, somewhat. But
yeah,
you would rather see him with somebody.
But
like
Big E's a big Drew guy; McIntyre. He can do it. But it's
because that's more believable. Like, right, he'll beat Drew, but
yeah.
He can, but it's like you're going to have to repackage him. You can't keep him as
he has to get
like
rid of that gear. That gear is done.
You have to repackage him. Well, he's always had gear like that. It just can't be.
Oh, when he first came in, his gear was better than that, though. Yeah, this is way colorful.
Yeah.
Too colorful.
Well, when he came in, his gear was like Nation of Dominationists.
Yeah, like how does that work? Are they coming up with like, I mean, they're gonna,
you know,
do the
they
same
just
song,
have to.
Right?
He has to get a new song. He has to. Yeah, exactly. They have. I don't know. They have to. If he's by himself now, I think they have to repackage him completely.
And Xavier Woods look like he got in shape.
Yeah, I mean,
jacked.
Oh my God, he's jacked.
Yeah, David Woods look good. I mean, this draft was, you know, this was like the second worst draft I've seen since the Knicks back in 97. I'm joking. no, you know, the weirdest thing about this was like, because we didn't get into the match yet, so I don't want to jump the gun. But, you know, with the new day, you know, a certain thing happened. And I'm just like, well, you know how the hell do you do this now?
Jump the gun.
You bring
the
them
gun.
To,
go ahead.
To,
jump the gun.
Yeah. Jump the gun? Oh, okay, well, they win the titles, the SmackDown titles, and then you move them to Raw. Now, are you going to do what we all hope you're going to do, which is just merge the titles? I don't know. We have to see Monday. If they're going to move Street Profits to SmackDown, then how does this does the Raw title go to what are you doing? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of a weird thing. They should just merge the titles, but we'll see. Big E by himself. Congratulations. I like this. I like him by himself. I want to see him wrestle people single. You know, I like the whole shit. We didn't talk about the match yet. well, I'll wait until we talk about the match.
Go ahead. Big E versus Sheamus. Falls Count Anywhere. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like the match a lot, you know. And watching this match made me think, yeah, definitely. Big E need to be by himself, man. I need to see more of him doing his thing because this match was pretty good. It was really a really good match. It kept me interested. Like, I would say this about this week's shows. The first matches were doing good for me. And this is another example of the first match doing good for me, making me want to watch it again. I thought it was a pretty good brawling type of match where they're busting open. They're breaking stuff, kindle sticks and all kinds of stuff. They're breaking windshields. You know, I liked it a lot.
Really impressed.
I liked it a lot.
But that to me was one. I don't want to be a prisoner moment, but that was like one of the best Falls Count Anywhere matches I've seen in a long time. And
yeah, that was good.
Perfectly planned out. I mean, the blood and the hard hitting, the way they hit the windshields, the finisher, that Big E caught him with the big ending on the table. I would have never guessed that. I thought he was going to do it on the car.
Yeah, I liked it too.
I was impressed. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I liked it. I really liked it. I liked it. Enjoyed the match a lot. Kept me watching.
And another thing that kept me watching, the big dog.
The chief.
The island chief, Roman Reigns, announcing he will fight Jey Uso in an I Quit match in Hell in a Cell. What do you guys think?
I think this is the first
I was done. Just keep it at Hell in a Cell. Why you guys?
This is the first I Quit match too, right?
That was unique, man. first I Quit match in Hell in a Cell.
But it's a Hell in a Cell match. A Hell in a Cell match. You're gonna get battered and bruised anyway. Like, there's no need for you to say I quit. Like, what's next? You're
that would be
a
crazy
match in a Hell in a Cell match.
Well, I just like his. Yeah, I mean, I personally, you know, I just liked his appearance and how it was set up, the way he did the interview. Like, he was set up in like a sort
office.
Of office. I mean, he has his title, and it makes him feel like he's already important. Yeah. And to he's already the best wrestler, but it just made him more bigger, like more important. Yeah, like more of a prize fighter.
Bro, imagine when he starts wearing suits.
And I like that about this new version of Roman Reigns.
Like that. See something different. He did say he has a new theme song coming out. He said, I think in a podcast or somewhere, he has a new song. He's going to be shirtless.
He's not losing the belt anytime soon.
We'll see.
So, Frank, just to get a collection, you like the I Quit, right, in Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
it. You too, Khalib. You like that? I quit in Hell in a Cell. Up to stakes. Okay.
And we know Roman's going to torture him.
Yeah, yeah. When you,
it ups
you
up the stakes, yeah.
Step it up a little bit. But that's the whole thing. That's what we want. Then the brothers.
He's going to be so tortured, he can't even say I quit.
Yeah, man. High stakes, man.
What are you going to have? His brother going to throw a flag in again? Or the throwing a towel?
With flips and everything?
No. I want the traditional Hell in a Cell match. Traditional. Keep it traditional. Keep it. No, not flips. Just keep it traditional. Like, every Hell in a Cell match in the past never had
any stipulation. Weren't you the person who...
It was just traditional Hell in a Cell match.
Oh, my God. I want different things happening.
That's it.
In wrestling.
That's all it was.
Everything's the same thing?
Yes. No. Different things.
I don't
know.
I don't think there's a real difference with just being an I Quit match.
Well, speaking of Hell to Pay... We had Matt Riddle and Jeff Hardy versus The Miz and Morrison. And we had a return of Lars Sullivan. What was his name? The Freak? The Freak Lars Sullivan returning.
Told you he's coming back.
What do you guys think? Well, I know, Frank, you love Lars Sullivan now, correct?
I want to say love. I like him. I want to say love.
Frank, you're an interesting dude. I tell you that.
I wouldn't say love. I like
you are an interesting dude, bro.
Love? What?
You don't like Matt Riddle. You don't like Velveteen
Dream.
Very,
Green, very,
and
bro.
You don't
Yo,
like, and
very,
you don't like
bro.
Austin, Austin Theory, but you like.
I didn't say
Sullivan.
I like. I say I did not say I didn't like Austin
See,
Theory.
I thought you said you hated Austin Theory.
No, well, I didn't like him in Raw. He wasn't doing nothing. So it's like I didn't like him in Raw.
Oh my God. I think Frank, you're lying. You like Lars Sullivan?
Yeah. Like I said, like Khalif said with Tommaso Ciampa, he's ugly. He's a bully. He's mean. I mean that's what I like.
See, I don't understand. All right. Cool. That's cool. Joker. What I don't get was he came back and he destroyed Matt Riddle. I'm sorry. He's not destroying Matt Riddle.
Listen, man, this is
WWE
Entertainment.
How big and ugly he is, like,
but this
Matt
is
Riddle
not real.
UFC MMA fighter.
This is not
like,
real. This is
right.
Come on.
It doesn't matter.
Matt
though.
Riddle been
it
done.
It doesn't matter. Like, still, like you're gonna
bring,
have him
bring put Matt
Riddle
back
Matt
on NXT.
Like, that. Like, no.
You know what I noticed though? By Lars Sullivan.
Still, you don't squash.
I never
Matt Riddle
noticed
like
this. He's not tall.
Oh, I'm like, man.
So he's like, what, 6? I'm guessing here. I'm 6'2"? Maybe 6'2"? Yeah, maybe 6'3", stretching it. And he's like, what, a good close to 300?
Big boy.
So it's over 300? 330?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's over 3.
Is that like an Adam Cole
230?
Oh my God. So let's head to
maybe
Bailey versus Sasha Banks. What a waste. What a waste. I don't get it, man. Why what was the point of this match?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the writers were thinking about on this one. It must have been one of those high days, if you know what I mean, in the writers' room. Smoked out. Because I don't know what was the plan here. Was it to have us thirst more for this Hell in a Cell match between the two? We already knew it was happening. Like, there's no anticipation for it.
Are they,
like,
they going
to
do Hell in a Cell?
Why even do this? I don't know. Yeah. I think they just ran out of ideas. Like, it's like, we just need a match.
So Sasha Banks is in SmackDown, right?
Yeah, because she said it at the end of the show.
They dragged
Sasha
Bailey.
No way.
To Raw
because they're already promoting that.
Yeah,
gonna be... yeah,
it's definitely happening. Okay,
I think they already made like a poster of them too. It's a pretty dope poster.
The match is happening.
Okay, well that match is gonna be dope. That's I assume. That's
I would like to see that match on top.
Event.
I would like to see that match on top. Nah, probably Roman.
Oh yeah, no,
I think that
Island Chief's gonna
be main
event. That's gonna
be
second.
You think that'll be the main event?
I mean, not they can't get top billing over. I would like
to see Bayley and Sasha bring that fight up to the on top of the Hell in a Cell.
Oh no, I hate when they go on top of the Hell in a Cell.
They might open it up.
It is crazy. That man, Shane McMahon, is crazy.
Might open that up. It scares you.
Why?
But that's the thing.
I don't like when they go on the top. You know why I don't like when they go on the top?
It's a regular match without.
Because there's no way. I do. I do want to see it, but the problem is when they go to the top of that structure. The problem is, I saw Mankind get his whole body thrown off.
There's no more you can do after this.
Like,
fans is gonna expect you to.
He done ruined it. He ruined it. Like, for me, he ruined it. Like,
that's the only thing that does suck. I give you that.
Oh, right.
My God.
Oh, exactly.
You remember the one when Rikishi fell off the top of it into the hay thing? That match was good. That was like a six man.
It was crazy thing about that Mankind match.
Take a Rikishi.
So what was first?
Angle,
he threw him off the cage.
And threw him off.
His tooth went through his mouth, right? And then he choke slammed him through. Yeah. Like, was that supposed to happen?
Yes, that was the first one. Yes. Yes.
The choke slam was supposed to happen, but him falling through was supposed to happen.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Not the choke slam.
God.
Oh, no, it wasn't?
Bro.
No, that's what I'm saying. That wasn't supposed to happen. That was a mistake.
Man. For real.
But it was a great mistake.
Yeah.
Speaking of mistakes.
Thank you, WWF.
The Fiend versus Kevin Owens. I am done with The Fiend. Let me tell you something. I like the entrance. The entrance is dope. The music is dope.
You like them.
The entrance is whack. That music is dope, bro. But I am not into it no more, man. He is done.
He's done.
He is.
Well, I wouldn't say done, but they bring that Fiend thing is. You gotta relax, like tone it down on it.
I'm not in.
It's like that Fiend. It's like the Demon. You know, they don't bring it out all the time. We haven't seen that in a while.
I think
the Demon is dope for
that. Yeah.
Yeah, but like.
I think Bray Wyatt has
regular. Regular Bray Wyatt is
his promo game is probably one of the best right now.
Cheesy and dumb.
I agree. But I mean, does he have like different characters like the Muscle Man?
Yeah, I would say try.
Oh. Right. Well, they tried.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
It would be good, like Mankind.
Like he's supposed to be like having, he's supposed to have split personalities or something, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't really. Right. But, you know, not as good as Mankind. He gets, you know, that's a great wrestler, right? That's one of the kings.
I don't make the top 20. I feel bad for him now.
Yes. Now, Edwin, now I'm not saying he's better than. Chris Jericho, I'm not saying that.
Definitely.
I'm just saying he gets mentioned when I think of some of the greats.
I just named you 12, but whatever.
You're bugging. Stop it.
Bruno Sammartino's better than him too.
Oh man.
Ricky and one of them shouldn't be in there.
Oh damn.
Giving you facts. Kane. Bro,
Kane,
just stop.
Crazy. It's time to go.
Who?
Val Venus.
Yeah, now you're just talking out your ass. No, I'm done. It's time to go. He's just talking.
Earthquake.
That wraps up this show.
Tycoon.
Episode 17. Designated Report Wrestling Podcast. This guy's delusional.
When's Hell in a Cell? Hell in a Cell.
Oh my God. We'll see you guys next week. We don't got no pay-per-views next week, right?
That's on the 28th. I'm surprised that's not a pay-per-view. That's on.
Wasn't it Halloween Havoc or something?
Oh, Halloween Havoc on the 28th.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think the only big thing really is the 1 year of Dynamite.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you next week with a new draft.
With just regular schedule. Yes. So we'll be back next week, guys. Episode 18 coming up. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Yeah, new.